Hello, and welcome back to Networking Unleashed, Building Profitable Connections. Welcome to the show, folks. I'm your host, Michael Foreman, and you're listening to the podcast where networking is more than just awkward handshakes and bad coffee. It's an art and a talent. But here's the twist: it's an art and talent you can actually learn. Yes, even if you're the person hiding in the corner at every event pretending to check emails. Networking isn't just a nice skill to have, it's a game changer. When you get good at it, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. More connections, more opportunities, more profits. It's like unlocking a cheat code for life. I have a very nice guest today. Her name is Kelly Sparta, and she's got a huge background, so I don't want to really butcher it, but I will just read the first sentence. She's a spiritual business coach, transformational shaman, and energy healer with 50 years' experience in personal growth, spiritual practices, and 38 years in business. So, Kelly, welcome to the show. And why don't you give us a little bit of more in-depth knowledge of your background?
Sure, Michael. Thank you for having me. So I'm going to tailor this a bit to the people that are listening to you because I'm going to do a little bit different bio than I usually do because not a lot of people know this about me anymore, but I used to be a national trainer in the real estate industry. And so I've actually got a book out in the marketplace called The Consultative Real Estate Agent. I did not choose that title. It was terrible. And I trained real estate agents for about a decade and a half. My background in the spiritual world is I've been doing this stuff since I was 5 years old. My mom said I was talking to ghosts in my crib. And so these days, what I do, and you're probably going, what does that have to do with networking? I am also a super connector. And the work I do these days is very much about bringing people into alignment with their purpose and their business. And so your purpose is the fullest expression of your authentic self. And when you are in the fullest expression of your authentic self, then you are in alignment with what you're doing. And that alignment creates profit because people will be naturally attracted to you. And a classic example was back when I was selling real estate in the 90s, and I came out of the spiritual closet, right? I was desperately afraid to share what was going on with me. And every single client I had at the time was like, "That's so cool. Did you know about this? Did you know about that? Can you tell us the history of the house? And is it haunted?" And all this stuff. It was so great because nobody looked at me like I had three heads. It was amazing. And that's just because I was drawing in the people that were in alignment with me. And nobody was talking about it in the 90s because if you talked about it, you were a nut job. And now people are like, "Oh, you can talk about it now, mostly."
Mostly.
I'm okay with the not mostly signs, though. That's
Okay.
okay. But I want to, your opening just spoke to me so much. I want to jump right into that if that's okay.
Absolutely.
You talked about people standing up against the wall, and I want to give you guys my favorite trick for networking because I am a super connector and I talk to people and I know everybody, right? And the reason that works for me is because I was a very shy child. And the military forced me to be less shy or have no friends, right? So I learned how to talk to people. But the thing that I found most useful in networking was to assign myself a role at the event. And it wasn't an official role, it was an unofficial role. So however I was feeling, which was usually unwelcome, right? However I was feeling, I would assume that the other people were feeling that way too. And I would designate myself the welcome committee. And so anybody walking, standing around the outside edges of the room, I would walk up and say, "Hey, who are you? What you doing? How's it going? What do you do? Talk to me." And then the minute we would exchange information and we got to the end of our 2 or 3 minute conversation, which is really the only time you should be spending, right? I would say, "Oh, great, come with me." And I'd grab them by the hand and I'd drag them to a group of people who were talking. And I'd butt into the group of people and I would say, "Have you met so and so?" And then I would introduce them. And they would say, "That's awesome." They would introduce themselves and da, 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 and then they say, "Who are you?" And that would give me an excuse to be in the circle, right? And
Sure.
so by facilitating other people's network, I got to facilitate my own. And then when the conversation would die down a little bit and people would start to blah, 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 and there wasn't anything else to say, I'd grab somebody and say, who hasn't been around the room? And I'd grab them by the hand and walk them over to the next group. And I just, that's what
Right,
I do
right.
every time. And it
Well,
makes it so much easier.
you hit upon so many points of interest that I speak about when I go on stages or do workshops in companies, but you really spoke about being an extrovert versus an introvert and what you have to do and everything else. And I go in a lot about that, but that's very good what you did and what you picked up on. And that was great. You brought up the military. Were you in the military?
My mother and my ex-husband were both military. So the when we moved down here, I live in Boquete de Panama now. This was my 40th move, 40. So yeah,
Okay.
if I didn't make friends fast, I didn't make friends.
Absolutely. No, I spent 9 years in the Air Force. That's why I
But you
ask.
understand.
I understand completely. Okay, so how about we go right into this, and how does your spiritual background influence your networking approach?
You're going to love this. So I do, when I go networking, I do what I call finding the bright and shiny in the room. Okay. I can walk into a room, and I have walked into a room of 500 people. And just what I do is just turn on my extrasensory perception. I'm looking at the auras in the room, and I'm like, who's bright? Who's lighting up for me? And I go and I talk to them. And there, I actually, it's very funny. You're going to, it's hysterical. There was this guy, and the networking event I was at was a, it was a weird one. It was a combination singles event and business networking, and which was odd. And so this guy, I talked to him, and he's, who, you know, help me find somebody. And we walked around the room and walked around, and he's like, how about this one? I'm like, no, not that one. Why? And I would tell him why, and we'd keep going. And finally, I saw somebody from across the room. I'm like, her. And he started laughing, and I'm like, what? He said, that's my wife of 12 years. I'm like, perfect
It works.
fit. So,
Very
but
good.
that's the thing is that you're what you're looking for is the bright and shiny. And so I'll say this from two perspectives. One is if you're in a physical space, you're looking for the person who's attracts your attention more than anybody else. So you want to sit at the edge of the room, not engage with anybody, and just allow yourself to look over the room and see who you feel like you want to go talk to. Okay. And it's not an in your head feeling. It's an in your body feeling. It's a woo, right? With that energy. And then the other side of it from a networking perspective is it's also from a prospecting perspective, because I used to use this all the time in my real estate practice. Anytime somebody's name would come to mind that I hadn't thought of in a while, I would pick up the phone immediately and call them, and they would always be getting ready to put their house on the market.
Really?
Yeah. So I
Wow.
called that intuitive prospecting.
Okay, that's intuitive prospecting. Okay. How do you align networking efforts with your soul's permission, your soul?
So when you're networking, so networking is all about finding the connections to the clients that you want, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's very much about being in alignment with that person. It's less about the networking and more about the target marketing, right? So you need to be really clear that you're in alignment with your target market. I actually just talked to somebody earlier today who's doing some consulting work. She's working with people on Wall Street, and she comes from Wall Street, and that's great, and it's making her money, but she's not in alignment. It's not, doesn't make her soul sing. So she's looking for the next thing. And so the thing that you have to be clear on is what makes your soul sing. What is it that you're excited about? The reason I was so happy in real estate is because at my heart, I am the person who stands at the threshold of initiation from one identity to the next. And real estate, you when you move, you change identity in a lot of ways. And so it was in alignment with who I was at my core, right? You have to be clear about who you are and what's important to you and what your values are. Make sure you're living by your values and not your parents' values, because otherwise that's a recipe for misery. And then you can come about that and say, okay, now I'm clear on who it is I want to talk to. Now I need to find the intuitive connections and the networking connections that get me there. And that is also about connecting with people with similar values. Right. So I just had a guy on my podcast. I've got a spiritual podcast called Spirit Sherpa. And I just had a guy on who was a financial manager. And why would you have a financial manager on a spiritual podcast, which normally I would never do? But the guy's so aligned. He's heart-centered. He's aligned. It's all about purpose. It's all about, and I'm like, yes, I want my people to know that. Right. But it's all about finding the alignment and values.
That I had somebody on my podcast. His main thing is a servant's heart,
Yes.
and his main goal is just to give and help and everything. And he is so on point with everything, and you can tell that it's genuine just by the way that he speaks. So I understand that completely. How do you balance building profitable connections while staying true to your spiritual values?
You can't let your pocketbook dictate your actions. Okay.
It's
And I,
hard to do.
yeah, I see this all the time in the real estate world and mortgages, where they'll prospect, end up with a ton of business, and then they don't prospect, and then they end up with no business. And then they have to, they up and down and up and down and up and down. And at the bottom of that cycle, inevitably, they will pick up somebody who will make them miserable and who will take all their time and all their energy and give them nothing in return and probably not even buy. And that's where things go south, is you cannot, the better you can take care of yourself by creating consistency in your business, by automating your systems so that your marketing goes out consistently without you having to touch it, and making sure that the business keeps coming in even when you're busy. The more you can do that, the less likely you are to make those bad decisions. Now, if you happen to be in that position where you're like, the money isn't there, I got to pay the bills, taxes are coming, whatever, then you have to center yourself, and you have to trust. You have to go back into your knowledge base of saying, look, there has always been money there. There will be money there again. I have not been doing the things I was supposed to do to get the money in the door. All I have to do is breathe. It'll be fine. And I'm going to trust that the universe is going to send me something, somebody who is perfect, who is going to be easy and profitable and grateful and send me lots of referrals. And then instead of acting out of panic, you sit down, get centered, and just open your mind and say, okay, who needs to hear from me? And open your mind to all of your past clients, all of the people you know, and see whose name pops up and call them and see why they need to talk to you. Now, sometimes it'll be business and sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll be a referral. Sometimes it'll just be a social call, but they'll remember you 2 weeks from now when they have a conversation with somebody else. You never know, right? But you got to trust what shows up.
I was in the mortgage industry for 10 years, so I really understand that. We had a system to keep yourself in front of all of your clients, your past clients. So, it goes along that way, but I learned a very valuable lesson. I learned how to fire my clients.
Yes.
Okay, so
Yes.
I
Oh my
fired
God.
them, and they're always so, what do you mean you don't want to work with me? You're so difficult and everything else. It's better that you work with somebody else because honestly, I won't have the patience to do it. But I had to learn that the hard way, the
My
very hard way.
happiest places were the people I fired.
Yes,
Just like,
absolutely,
you were
absolutely.
making me crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your top tip for networking authentically in the business world?
So the one thing that I see happen a lot with people who are out there networking is that they're so busy pitching, they're not listening.
Active listening.
Yeah, active listening. It's great to want to go out and talk about yourself, and I am the queen of talking about myself. Look at me here. But you really, before you can tell anybody anything about what you do, you first need to understand who they are and what they need. Because I don't know about you, but I got toolkits mile wide and 20 miles deep. So if I talk about everything I do, we'll be here for several hours and you'll be bored. So
Right.
I need to find out what's going on with them. And so I might give a one-liner that's just enough to get people interested. When you're in an industry like real estate or mortgage or insurance, there's a lot of people who are probably at the same event as you who are in real estate, mortgage, and insurance. And I used to run these groups in Boston, and that was 90% of the room with that was that those four categories and financial planner in there too, right? The four categories were the most people in the room. So how do you make yourself sound different? So that's the first thing is you're like, okay, my differentiation is I am the goddess of real estate, or I am the queen of making happy change, or something, right? Something just enough that people go, what's that? And then you can talk about yourself. But I start with them. I start with saying, who are you and what are you doing? What's going on for you? Because that's the first thing I'm going to do. The second thing I'm going to do is say, who do I know that I can connect with? Okay. Now, here's a super connector's very hard won piece of information. Do not commit yourself to following up with them. Make the offer, tell them that you're happy to give it to them, hand out a card and say, if you send me an email, I'll give you the information. Because 99 times out of 100, they do not send you an email. And if you are the one who has to follow up with them every time, you'll be spending 2 or 3 hours after every event following up with all the people that you promised something to who never will read it, never will appreciate it, never will do anything with it. So say, I'm happy to help you here. Here's my card. Please follow up and I'll give you the information. And then, after I've known about them, given them something, then I will offer them information about me because the social contract is if I give you something, then you should give me something in return. And in this case, it's your attention and maybe your referral or your business, right?
No, it the first thing that the networking rule is when you go to a networking event, you look to give, not to
Yes.
receive.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're asking that other person all about them, there's a methodology we use. It's called FORM, family, occupation, recreation, and a message. And that's all to build up the rapport so that you can, when you walk up to somebody, because that you think of that before you speak with them and you have them talk about themselves, because you know as well as I do, people love to talk about themselves.
They do.
So you let them. But you end the conversation with, you know what? I like you. I like what you do. I like how you do it. How can I make you more successful? How can I be a good referral source for you? And this is before you even say what you did. And that usually blows them out of the water and everything is good after that. So that's just a little tidbit. Which spiritual principles have you found most effective in building meaningful business relationships?
Non-judgment is the single most useful one because everyone lives in fear of being judged because they spend their whole lives judging themselves and projecting that judgment onto others. And so when you can stand in a place where absolutely nothing that comes out of anybody's mouth is judged, and that's true whether you're talking to the person themselves or talking about someone else, because if you're going to judge somebody else, they're going to assume you're going to judge them. So, non-judgment, if you can stay out of judgment and stay in a compassionate, open-hearted space, then people will trust you at a much higher level and a deeper level, and they are more likely to refer to you because they trust you.
Know you, like you, trust you, they'll do
Yes.
business with you. That's the mantra of networking, and it's true no matter how you slice it. It really
Yes.
is. But what you said is so real. Can you share a networking challenge that you faced as a spiritual entrepreneur and how you overcame it?
Yes, I can definitely do that. I made the mistake of joining a BNI group when I was promoting myself as the business shaman. And that BNI group had zero referrals for me. They were not at all interested in anything I was doing. They, in fact, looked at me like I was a nut job. This was about 2006, 2007. And the way I solved it is I left the group and found better shores.
That's, and BNI, it's either you have it, what everybody's interested in, or nothing, and you don't get anything. So that's the way BNI works. But I completely understand what you're saying. How do you create mutual value in networking while honoring your spiritual beliefs?
I don't know that there's a conflict with my spiritual beliefs or my spiritual assumptions about life with any networking. The only difference would be that I don't network with people I don't like.
Well, it's a good
Because,
thing, isn't it?
yeah, if
Well,
you're not going to like them, then you're not going to send them business. And if you don't like them, the clients they get aren't going to like you either. There's really no point in being there. But
you have to get to
yeah.
a certain point, and really, with our ages, we've gotten to a certain point where, you know what? I don't like you. I don't have to deal with you. Rather
Exactly.
than just starting out, and we're like, I'm going to take everybody. I don't care if I'm disliked or whatever.
I would
But
not
that,
recommend that, even when you're
you know.
younger.
You know.
You're going to beat your head against the wall and you're going to feel rejected and miserable all the time because the people that you don't like you, and then you're going to feel rejected. And why would you do that to yourself? Just,
See, if I knew us 100 years ago, I would look like this, okay? Because I beat myself up against the wall. Okay. What mindfulness practices do you incorporate into your networking strategy?
So networking these days for me is a little different. So I'm going to actually jump into online networking to have that
Okay.
conversation because I live in Boquete, Panama, but my market is in the US. And so all of my networking these days is online. And so the first thing that I'm doing is I am researching people before I talk to them. Everybody and their brother wants some of my time right now. Every time I turn around, somebody's, oh, let's hop on a networking call. And I'm like, I've got 12 calls this week, and I've got four podcasts, and I have to actually get some work done at some point. And you have to recognize, especially if you're talking to somebody who's busier, the more successful someone is, the more you have to justify the reason for the call. And the more you need to honor the time that they give you, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour and a half. If I'm giving you more than 15 minutes of my time at this point in my career for networking, it's because I feel like there's something to be had here. I don't call people just to talk to people at this stage. And a lot of that's just because I don't want to be on the computer all the time. And so this is about aligning my level of need to have time away from the computer. And this is about balancing for myself. So it's not actually about the networking. It's about the time management for myself around networking. Because you've got to, if you go to a new networking event online, give it one or two tries. If you don't get anything out of it, move on, go to something else. If you're not coming in, especially if it's like a 2-hour event, I went to a 2-hour event 2 weeks ago, got zero out of it. I've got another one coming up tomorrow. If nothing comes out of that one, I will not be going back to that event. It's very much about honoring your own energy levels and knowing what you can and cannot do. Because the problem is that, especially when you're working one-on-one with people, if you start to burn out, they will feel that and cancel their appointments with you. That has happened to so many people I know because they get burned out and they're like, want to have any calls today? And suddenly the calls are just dropping like flies. And you're like, oh, but I needed that business. And that's problematic. So you really do have to manage your own energy really well and make sure that you have a clear agenda for the conversation that you're having. Even if it's a, hey, I really like what you do, let's learn about each other, that is a clear agenda. But the, hey, let's just jump on a call because we happen to jump, there's no value there. And don't lie to people about why you're setting the meeting, by the way, because they know, right?
Of course they know, but you have to have, there has to be a goal for the call. There has to be a reason, unless it's just a friend of yours that you want to catch up with. But if you're in business, there has to be a little structure, a goal for the end of the conversation. There's got to be a
Absolutely.
reason why you spoke. So that all comes with it. How do you attract and identify networking opportunities that align with your spiritual and business goals?
You're going to laugh again. I see so many things come across my desk and so many opportunities. And for me, a lot of it is simply just feeling into it. So your body knows what is good for you and what isn't. Your body can feel into the energy of what's going on in the room. And so if you get your head out of the way and just close your eyes and put the idea of going to that on the table, don't think about it. Just put the concept of it on the table and then listen to your body. If your body goes woo, then you go. If your body goes ugh, then you don't. If your body goes eh, then I usually don't go. And eh is not enough for my time. For somebody just getting started, an eh might be useful, right?
Might be. You're absolutely right. But again, it's because of where we are in our venture. It's you don't have time for stupid people. I
You said
don't have
yourself.
time for this. Yeah. That's true.
Not time
That's
for
true. That's
people
true.
who don't have anything to offer me and who I probably don't have anything to offer. If it's not a fit, I don't have time for non-fits. Yeah.
Okay, let's
You're not wrong.
bringing this full circle. How do you see networking evolving for the spiritual entrepreneurs in the coming years?
Oh, what a great question. See, here's the thing. When I work with spiritual entrepreneurs, and when I'm saying that, what I'm saying is people who are teaching spirituality and doing spiritual services and things. The biggest challenge that they have is that they are tech phobic and they really don't want to be running a business 90% of the time. And the reason that they are running a business is because there's nobody who can employ them. And so if they could get a job doing it, they would. And so that's the biggest challenge for them right now. And so in the coming years, I think that anybody who can translate tech is going to be greatly in demand for them. And anybody who can help them use AI is going to be greatly in demand for them. And in terms of their networking, one of the first rules of networking is how do you find you go to the places where your clients are going to be, right? Or the people who have your clients are going to be, one or the other, right? Or both, ideally. And they need to be able to find those venues. So when I left the BNI, I actually switched to a different group that was entirely made up of people in that wellness market. And that was slightly more useful, but not terribly more useful because they still had sort of poverty mindset. And so when you're surrounding yourself, don't surround yourself with people with poverty mindsets, is what I'm going to say, because your income is the average of the 10 people you spend the most time with.
You have to realize that you are who you surround yourself with. And this, I used to think that, no, that's not the way it goes, but it actually is the way it goes. And that 10 is a good number. You take the 10 people that you surround yourself with, look at them, because that's pretty much where you are. That's very insightful. Kelly, this was great. I got to tell you, this was a great podcast. I can probably talk to you for another 2 hours. But if anybody wants to get hold of you, either to be coached, to for your website, or whatever the case may be, how can they get hold of you?
Yes, my website is kellysparta.com, like you see on the screen. It's Kelle. There is no I, no other E, no other Y, just Kelle. Yes, my mother was phonetically stupid. Kellysparta.com. And my podcast is Spirit Sherpa. So you can find Spirit Sherpa on any podcast player, or if you don't know how to do a podcast player, one, learn some tech. And two, it's at spiritsherpapodcast.com. So that because like I said, my people are tech phobic.
Okay. Very good, Kelly. And I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Thank you.
Well, hold on, folks. Don't go anywhere. Let me just read a few of our sponsors that we have. Struggling to reach success? Maybe it's time to quit. In Quit Your Way to Success by Rodney Davis, this reveals 27 steps to breaking bad habits that hold you back. This powerful book helps you rewire your mindset, take control of your actions, and turn setbacks into stepping stones. With real-life examples, motivational quotes, and actionable lessons, especially for sales professionals, you'll gain the tools to quit, what's stopping you, and start winning. Transform your future today. So quit your way to success by Rodney Davis, available now on Amazon. And this is a nonprofit called Revved Up Kids. This is something I believe in wholeheartedly. Revved Up Kids is on a mission to protect children and teens from sexual abuse, exploitation, and trafficking. They provide prevention training programs for children, teens, and adults. To learn more, go to revvedupkids.org. That's REVVEDUPKIDS.org. Well, that's a wrap, folks. A huge thank you to our special guest for sharing such incredible insights today. And of course, a big shout out to you, our amazing listeners, for tuning in and spending your time with us. Remember, networking isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. So take what you've learned today, get out there, and make some meaningful connections. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with someone who could use a little networking inspiration. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or my website, Michael. Remember, until next time, keep practicing, keep connecting, and keep building those relationships. This is Michael signing off. Take care and happy networking.